Different Colors of the Rainbow. Quote, "Were any one body of educated men, of whatever denomination, are condemned indiscriminately, there must be a deficiency of information, or of something else." Jane Austen, Mansfield Park. Quote, "Silly things do cease to be silly if they are done by sensible people in an impudent way." Jane Austen, Emma. We are all special and unique in our respective ways. Still, racism, political bias, sexual and religious prejudice continues to destroy the moral fiber of humanity. From Africa to Syria and back to America, the obdurate hearts of the majority is trampling the least of our world. In Africa, rebel forces are murdering women and children, while slave is trading their young girls. The world has gone to hell. Anytime democracy seems like oppression and freedom is more like a prison. It becomes frustrating when centuries after the first slaves landed in America, and with more than half America racially mixed by blood, that we still have race problems. The sociologist confirms that we have more militant and hate groups than ever before, ever since we elected an African-American president. I believe that is partially true, and I feel that hate is permeating our way of life with the emergence of technology and social media. Now, more than ever before, a person that expresses their discontent can cyberstalk, cyberbully, and promotes biased views without complications. When you have a generation of young, misguided people, anything that makes them feel different from how they currently feel is going to persuade them, negatively or positively. They do not feel they have a responsibility to enrich America with their creativity, so they wander in despair and hopelessness. The world is doomed if they continue to focus on national debts while ignoring the crisis of turbulent tides of despair in today's youth. Moreover, what change is needed to curb the nonsense of prejudice and income inequality in America reality? There are several issues that help people realize the truth and reality in their dreams. On the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., everyone talked about the dream he had, and that is wonderful. However, they ignore the speech he gave of seeing his dream turn into an American nightmare. What was the premise of his nightmare? Poverty, drugs, dysfunction in poor families, corruption in politics, and hate. His dream of a better America was overshadowed by the reality that existed in people's hearts. And the shameful reality is that while he was trying to change America, he was absent to the conditions that were forming his children's hearts. Today, his children lack the peace and unity that transformed a normal preacher into one of the greatest human beings that ever walked the earth. I understand they have a great burden being Martin Luther King Jr. children, but they must remain strong and united while their parents watches over them. Martin Luther King's dream was an inspiring bliss that will forever reside in this nation. However, his assassination reveals the evil and hate we develop today. We all need to dream together of better days, which will actuate us to save our youth and make our politicians follow the Constitution and help those that have done wrong to change into positive citizens. In addition, in order for us to dream together, we have to see the laughter and the foolishness behind racism and those that promote indifference. We have to realize that one dysfunction opened doors to more depravity. Politicians disagree. Therefore, states do not receive the federal help to save schools and help families, which inevitably make more young people commit crime because of lack of education and mentoring programs. Then states lay off firemen and police officers